And we're joined now by Matt Jones, who is CEO of OVO, which is a mobile company. And, of course, many of us have had lots of frustrations moving on to the NBN, and we've been told we just have to do it. Matt, are there any alternatives for fixed-line broadband?
Good morning, Jane. Look, absolutely, and that's really what we're about in the launch of our 100-gigabyte data plan is to let people know that there is an alternative now that mobile broadband allowances have come up so significantly that they can cover the average family. You know, 85% of the average families in Australia don't use more than 100 gigabytes and per month. And so what we're effectively doing here is providing an alternative to the frustrating and often complex and time-consuming effort that people have to go to connect up a fixed broadband service into their home.
So is it mainly the speed of connection that has been a problem in the past with mobiles that has meant that fixed lines are better?
Look, I think people think back to the early noughties, you know, the 2000s, when mobile coverage wasn't quite at the level it is now. We're covered by more than 97% of the population with 4G access now on the Optus 4G Plus network, and in particular in the Hunter region, Optus have spent close to $6.5 million this year upgrading all the towers to offer 4G coverage. And so we kind of remember the days when we didn't quite have the coverage and we needed to have a fixed internet service, whereas today, I don't know how often your listeners or you have experienced it, but you often tether your mobile phone to your iPad to watch content because it's faster and more reliable and has better coverage than you would have necessarily got on your fixed service.
So it's mainly been the coverage and the ability to access mobile coverage in different parts of the country that's been the obstacle?
It has, and also allowances. I mean, at the end of the day, we're used to being conditioned to assume that we can only get 5 or 10 gigabytes on our mobile. To be able to get 100 gigabytes of data nowadays on a mobile service is pretty significant. But also, you know, you're right, it has been a view that that my home broadband would be faster. But in actual fact, according to Akamai's State of the Internet report for 2017, we're ranked 50th in the world for speed on fixed internet, on fixed broadband, yet we're ranked 7th in the world for speed on mobile. And that average speed for fixed internet is 7.5 megabits per second, and the average speed for mobile networks in Australia are 12.5 megabytes per second.
Now, you've introduced a speed test service just to see how we can actually go along with mobile broadband.
That's right. I think it's really important. We're often not sure if the mobile broadband would suit our geography, our local area or our postcode. And so we've set up notbloodynecessary.com, and folks can go there and they can test their home broadband connection and drop a pin on the map and share that with folks. And people with mobile broadband or their mobile service can test their mobile speed. And we think it might just provide a lot of people the opportunity to have a fair and transparent view of the performance of mobile in their area versus fixed internet or broadband.
That would be useful, because a lot of developing countries around the world don't have a fixed broadband network at all.
Yeah, fixed wireless and mobile, you know, is accelerating significantly in terms of speeds and coverage. It's most common, particularly in Asian countries, to rely on mobile broadband or fixed wireless as a primary connection service. And that's effectively what we're doing, is we're saying, well, you know, the NBN is coming and there's an assumption that everyone has to move, and there is an alternative. And I think, Jane, it's really helpful for people who are renting or are sharing houses, because they don't want to go through the hassle every 6 or 12 months when they move house or in a shared house of having to disconnect and reconnect their fixed broadband. The great thing about mobile broadband is you can literally take it with you anywhere you go, and it's yours and it's personal.
So as well as your notbloodynecessary.com website, you're also going to be at Hamilton to let us know more about it over the weekend.
Yes, we've got a team. team up there, in an activation, sharing details about our products and services, but also having a bit of fun. We'll have a chocolate wheel and an opportunity for people to win some prizes and try out the mobile broadband service.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And that is Matt Jones, who's the CEO of OVO on 2NURFM at 28 past 9.